This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble some important and sometimes under the radar statewide issues that affect you. Shayna, today I want to play a little game of sound association. So here's your clip.
Oh, Jake, I know this so well. That was from December of 2018 at the state capitol. Protesters flooding the rotunda and the galleries of the state capitol because they were mad with how things were going during last year's lame duck.
That's right. I think that we probably, as a state, passed more bills in a 3 or 4 week period than I think we had on recorded history last year. Just a momentous few weeks of action at the state capitol, and one that has a lot of ripple effects to this very day. We are still sorting out a lot of the bills and the issues that were up for debate 12 months ago.
Absolutely. This is one of those events that happened in Lansing that even at the time we were like, this is not over. We knew that this was stuff that we were going to keep seeing over and over again. One of the big things that happened was lawmakers adopted and then made huge changes to ballot initiatives that would have changed the state's minimum wage and earned sick time laws. That move is still being figured out in court. There were lawsuits about that. Speaking of lawsuits, we are constantly hearing more updates about Line 5. Remember that during last year's lame duck was when then-Governor Rick Snyder came up with this plan to sort of build a tunnel and to put a new line in the tunnel for the oil and gas pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac. That is still being worked out in court, and now we have a new attorney general. And it's interesting because right now we can see sort of how these things have kept going, but at the time I spoke with a Republican strategist named Ken Sikkema, and this is what he had to say.
Voter attention span is relatively limited, and several months from now or in the next election, nobody's going to remember what happened in lame duck of December 2018.
Now, Shayna, as much as that is sort of a cynical view of this, I myself, having even paid very close attention to lame duck last year, I had a tough time remembering all of the issues that were going on then and what was happening with them now. So there is something to that. But as you said, these are things that are going to pop up again. It's going to be interesting to see what that means going into 2020, an election year.
And, you know, it wasn't even just that, you know, there's lawsuits going on about things, but it started some kind of trends that we have continued to see all this past year in Lansing with divided government. Keep in mind that during lame duck of 2018, Republicans were really trying to pass bills and to make maneuvers that would restrict the powers of the incoming Democratic Secretary of State, Attorney General, and Governor. And we saw that a bit this year when they were doing the budget. The budget initially had strings attached for the Attorney General's office. It didn't give as much money to the Secretary of State's office for implementing different proposals that it wanted. And also keep in mind that a big part of the budget fallout was that Republicans wanted to reduce the powers of the state administrative board, which is something that Governor Whitmer and her people controlled.
After the 2020 election, we will have another lame duck session in Michigan. Who knows what that will mean, but I can already hear the quacking in the distance.